Thank you, Tara. Hey, Julie, this is Gail. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So it sounds like you and Tara had a good conversation. You were talking about our first page placement that we're filling out under HVAC on Google today.
Right.
Okay, super. Yeah. So what I'll do, Julie, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have along the way, get pricing for you. And I noticed Tara had asked for a new in business pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Now, Tara had noted that you had a website. I wanted to make sure I found it. Where did it go? Is it arcticbreezecoolingandheating.com?
Yes. It should the logo should be a cactus with snow on it.
Well, let me see. Why doesn't want to pull up? You try something else. There we go. I'm getting a 404 page error. It doesn't want to bring up your website. What in the world? Let me try something else. That's weird, right? Let me try another way. Okay, that came up. Well, that's strange. So it wouldn't let me go to your homepage, arcticbreezecoolingandheating.com, but it did let me go to Arctic Breeze Cooling and Heating. Is it pronounced Ajo or Ajo?
Ajo.
Ajo. I was wrong on both of my tries. Ajo. .com. So now that comes up, located in Ajo. I'm just checking phone numbers to make sure it is you.
Yeah, it should be a cactus with a snow on it.
Right.
Be like prominent.
You know what? I think I found the problem. Perfect. There it is. I've got the cute cactus with the snow. I love that. Where did you find that image? I mean, it looks like somebody hand-painted it.
They did. My niece did.
Wow. She's really good. I love it.
Well, I'll tell her. Thank you.
Yeah, I keep that as your logo forever. It's perfect. Seriously. It's unique. Nobody else has got one like it. It's wonderful. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, do you get snow in Ajo?
No, not much.
Okay.
I just want snow when it's like 117 and.
Oh, I bet. I'm in Colorado, southwestern, so we get the hot in the summertime, for sure.
Yeah, I'm actually in Wyoming right now, so I'm, like, dying to go home.
Oh, gosh, back to where it's a little warmer?
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's probably pretty cold up there right now, too. So, I got so sidetracked with cactus and snow, and it was just cute. we get back to the real business. So one of the first things that we'll do, Julie, is we close the Ajo area for the category of HVAC, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base.
Okay.
So what that'll mean for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors into that map section on the first page. So Arctic Breeze is the only company we'll be working with and the only company we'll be placing there. So we do then all of the programming that's necessary on the backside so that anytime anybody is searching for your services, you pop up right in the map, and then they're able to just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go right to you. And then you all do business in the manner that you do business. There are no travel restrictions or requirements, no requirement restrictions as to how many jobs you have to take or don't take, how you price. That's entirely up to you. And then,
okay.
So HVAC's kind of a broad category, so we'll pull, you know, your preferred services, what you most want to be found for. We'll pull all of those services out and use them as keywords so that, for example, if somebody typed in furnace replacement, for example, or furnace repair, you'd come up in the map, and then they can just click and call you from there. So I did notice, I didn't see a Google Business profile for you yet. Have you filed for one?
Life has been absolutely unreal for the last couple of months. We've had weddings and births and deaths and sicknesses and moving and
All of
the legal stuff, and it's like it just snowballed. So
really?
I think I started it, and I don't know that I've ever finished it. I think I got interrupted and just moved on.
Okay, no problem. So what we'll do, because I think you know the importance of the Google Business Profile because it's one of the first things that people see. So if it's stalled out somewhere, we'll get that going for you. If perhaps you haven't filed for it, we'll get that going. And then we'll make sure that it gets set up too and do the programming on it. That way you don't have to worry about it. And I'd also like to, if you don't mind, I love your website, but I'd like to build you a new one. I personally, I'm not a programmer. I wouldn't build it, but I'm the lead on your account. So if I ask them to build a website for you, they'll build a website. It'll still have, we can still use your logo and, of course, your photos, your contact information, still on the same website, domain name, I mean. But it'll look like what you want it to look like, but we'll build it so it's Google compliant and optimized. That's going to help with your visibility out there too. And we don't charge for that. It's just something that's so important to have that we offer to do it for folks sometimes. And you guys being newly rooted in AHO and trying to get going there, if anybody needed a Google compliant website, you guys do. So we can do that. So Julie, does this sound like something that's going to help you guys get kicked off right and grow your business?
It sounds like it should, yes.
Okay, good. All right. And you're a great fit for the listing too. You're a 5 out of 5 star rated company, which is something that we look for. I don't see any negative notations. And you certainly know what you're doing. It sounds like you guys have been in HVAC for, 18 years?
Yeah.
Incredible.
My husband's been doing it for 18 years.
Incredible. There's got to be a big need there, too. Is there?
Yes. There's decent need.
That's kind of what I was getting. I was looking at how many searches had been done just in the last 30 days. And, you know, we can kind of tell sometimes if an area is really hot and your guys' area. I did a modest 25-mile radius of AHO just to see what we would catch. And I ran it for the last 30 days. And there were over 1,300 searches done for various HVAC. Now, that's a little bit of everything. It's probably people wanting air conditioners winterized and things like that.
Right.
So it's a little of everything. But that's a lot of searches. Especially for an area like that. So, and then, you know, given when somebody does a search for a business or service, 90% of them pick one of those companies that are in the map section. So it's a good place for you to be. So let me get you some pricing. So, our pricing is on a flat monthly rate. It's never anything more. We don't charge for leads or clicks or calls. They're unlimited. So even if somebody does call that's outside your service area or they call with something that's too little for you to even pay attention to, you don't pay for them. And it's on a month-to-month basis, so we don't lock you into a contract. We really just, we don't believe in it around here. To me, the only time you need to lock somebody into the contract is if you think you're not going to do your job later on down the road and you want to hold them to it. And that's just not us. So month to month, you look here, and I've got to go through our retail screen, and then I'm going to apply some credits for you. So being newly rooted in Ajo is going to give us some nice credits to apply. So let me see. So retail is coming up for Arizona at $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But let's get those credits in here and see what it does. Let me double check that. That just did not look right. Okay, good. It is right. It took off more than I thought it was going to. So it brought your monthly down to $199 with your new in business credit. And it also took $200 off of your setup. So bringing it down to $99. So the setup is a one time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it's just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis. And that's getting you programmed into the map section, keeping you there, rebuilding your website for you so that it's Google compliant. And we'll also, I think what was wrong, why it wouldn't originally let me go to your page, is it looks like it's got it might be an expired security certificate, I think is what it's called. I wish I knew just a little more about programming. So we'll get that on there too. Right? Okay. I know. So much has changed. I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy how tech has advanced. It's been hard to keep up with for sure. But I think it's called a SQL security something certificate, SSL. So we'll get that on there too. All right. Well, Julie, I'd like to go ahead and close down this listing for Ajo and get you guys on it. You're a perfect fit, and it sounds like it's going to work for you guys, too.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do it.
All right, let's do it. Let me grab a couple screens. I'm going to grab your listing first. Please excuse my whiny dog.
Oh, that's okay. The twins are sleeping here right now.
Oh. I mean, I don't know what I'd do without my dog. He's my baby. But he, I picked the quiet one out of the litter, believe it or not. And he is the loudest dog we have ever owned. He's got something to say about everything. And if you're not on time with whatever, feeding time, potty time, he lets us know in no uncertain terms.
Yes. My daughter and son-in-law have a Siberian Husky, and I'll tell you what, he was the cutest puppy, but he was super. He was really good. He never whined to go to the out, you know, when he had to go potty. He would just go to the door and wait patiently. But now he backtalks so much, and it's so cute because I don't live with him. But it's just so cute.
I know. My Jax backtalks all the time. I swear he carries on conversations. I mean, you'll say a sentence, and he'll come back with, like, the same number of syllables. It's amazing what that dog can pump out. All right. I've got your listings. We've got it closed. And Julie, I assume your first name is J-U-L-I-E.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what's your last name?
Williamson.
Williamson. Okay. And then I don't need digits just yet, but on the credit card that you're going to use for payment, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
No, it's actually in the company's name.
Okay, no problem. Let me grab that and pull that over too. And it's Arctic Breeze Cooling and then the AND symbol, Heating LLC, right?
Yeah, on the card it's just Arctic Breeze, but yes.
Okay, it perfect. Oh, I know. There's only so much room, right? Oh, get that right. I want your name in here the right way. There we are. And then, Julie, what's a good email address for you?
Arctic Breeze Ajo.
Okay.
Gmail.
Oh, you did a nice, easy one. We get these complicated ones, and I always wonder, how do you tell that to clients in a way that they can remember?
Right.
Yours is nice and simple. Okay, I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is on our dashboard and analytics, just more information for you. So you'll have an area on our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all of that information that'll help you know where your marketing dollars are going and if you want to make any adjustments too.
Okay.
And then the second one I'm sending over is the exact price and package that you're getting. That way you've got it all in writing and all of the inclusions there. And then let me know if those make it to you.
I've got the first one. There's the second one.
Perfect. And then I've got your phone number is 928-247-5933.
Yes.
All right. And is that also your business number?
Yes.
Perfect. I'll update that and get that in there the right way. So while I'm filling this out, I've got some other little checkoff items I have to do on my end. I'm the lead on your account and always will be. So if you ever have problems, you can always reach out. Let me know. If it's something I can't resolve myself, I'll get you to who can. I'm always here.
Okay. Okay.
There we go. Works better if I hit paste instead of copy.
Sometimes.
Happens every once in a while. There we go. So I'm also checking to make sure we don't have any typos anywhere. I don't like them. No, but well, none of us do. There we go. And I'm also going to grab the link to your website. That way your tech will have that. There we go. All right. And then, Julie, let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding call. So we block an hour for this call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I like to do it at your earliest convenience. So once we take your money, we like to get to work as soon as possible. So I sounds like you're traveling right now. Would you rather wait until next week?
Oh, I don't even know if okay, so I'm in Wyoming until Monday, and then I'm headed for Denver, and then I'm headed for Arizona where I'm going to sleep one night, and then we're back on the road to Oregon.
Wow. Maybe
yeah,
we should just get it out of the way tomorrow?
Yeah, let's just do it tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So let me take
a look. I don't know when I'll be able to sit in front of the computer for 20 to minutes to an hour.
Oh, no worries. No worries. You don't need to be in front of a computer. So I'm gathering all of your links, and we'll go through all of your information now. That way, you won't need to be in front of a computer for your call. So, see. So, Arizona's on Pacific time right now, right? It's almost 11 o'clock in Arizona.
Yeah, it doesn't change. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, I'm going to give you times in Pacific, just so you know.
Okay.
So, tomorrow, we've got 8 o'clock. Oh, heck. We've got almost every hour on the hour starting at 8 o'clock going through 3 o'clock. So pretty much you name the hour.
That would be fine. 8 o'clock would be fine. This would be 9 in our time zone right now, right?
Yep, you're right. Yep, you're in mountain time currently.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's perfect. I have to take my friend's son to school at 8:30, so I'll be home by 9.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. All right. Let me grab that calendar appointment. And I need to update something over there. Notice the typo. There we go. And then as soon as I get this calendar built, I'm going to send that to you. And then that'll hold your spot for tomorrow. There we go. Okay, perfect. So this one, it's another email that's on its way to you. The subject line on this one is local splash CIE.
Yep, I got it.
Perfect. If you could open that up and hit the yes button or yes option, that would be awesome.
Okay, did it go through?
Awesome, let me check. Well, didn't come through yet. There it is.
Oh,
thank
maybe
you.
I pushed the right yes.
Nope, okay. I got it. It's perfect. Thank you. Okay. All right, and then I see a P.O. box. I was looking for a physical address.
Okay, is it going to appear online anywhere?
So if it's a home address, it's okay. What I'll do is I'll make a note on here so that for your Google business profile, you'll still show as a pin in the map in your neighborhood, but not so close that people could find you and drive to your house. And they won't publish that address.
Okay. So then the address where we are right now is 950.
Okay.
West, the letter W.
West.
Fees, F-E-E-S, like a charge, a fee.
Oh, got it. Okay. Nope.
Road.
There it is. Ajo, Arizona.
Yep.
950 West Fees Road. Okay, perfect. Get your website address here one more time. It didn't take the first time I input it. There. Now it did. Perfect. And then does your credit card billing go to that Fees Road address as well?
I actually think it's the P.O. box.
Okay. When I get over to the billing screen, we'll switch that back over. We'll be fine. And I've got to put your calendar in one other place. Unfortunately, we toggle between two different systems for our own back end.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm in no hurry. You called it the first time.
Oh, well, good, good. Glad we caught you. All right, let's check here, see if we got all that. Are you using Facebook at all, Julie?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let me see if I can find it.
It should. Oh, wait. I was going to say, there should be a link, but it's backwards. The link to it's Arctic Breeze Heating and Cooling Ajo is the Facebook page.
There we go. I found it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to give you a like while I'm here. Oh, look at that picture. The cacti with the sky. Is that
out
your back?
Yeah, that was a really pretty sunset. Yeah,
wow,
is
that
side.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. I have not spent enough time in Arizona. Just
oh, my gosh. I love Arizona. Everything about it I love. So, yeah.
Nice.
You should spend more time.
I should. I really should. I've been there a few times. My father-in-law used to live in Prescott years and years ago. And I loved Prescott. I mean, nice people, beautiful, beautiful area. And you know, we did some exploring out and around, and everywhere we went was just gorgeous. And then my folks used to camp down by, I think it's called Salome. That sounds about right. They used to camp out in the desert out that way, and we went one year with them, and it was amazing. And I don't know, you run out of time to fit it all in, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. We just moved. My family has lived down there. My sister moved 13 years ago, and my parents moved a year ago. And I just every time I get back to Arizona, I'm like, oh gosh, come on, let's just move.
Wow, that's awesome that you were able to.
Yes.
Wow. And, you know, we did the same We did the same thing with Colorado. I'm a mountain girl. I was born and raised in Wisconsin, but I knew I was not staying there. I don't like their winters, and I don't like their summers. And I couldn't wait to get out of Wisconsin. We did that with Colorado. We came for years and years and years. And every time I'd cry all the way back to Wisconsin because I didn't want to go back there. I wanted to stay in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a minute, but we were finally able to move. And this is, we don't even take vacations. Well, we take vacations, but we take them here. We go play out here all the time. All right. And Julie, I just sent a text your way. It's another informational. Awesome. So that one is information on our call tracking. So we'll install a tool on your website that'll track the clicks and calls so that you get that reporting. And then I'm going to send another one. The next one is my contact information so you can reach me directly. And if you would put me in your phone when you have a minute, that way you won't lose me. And then I'm also going to send you customer service contact info. So you'll typically talk more with your technician than you will with me, but I'm always here and I'm always available. So if you have problems or questions, don't hesitate to call me either. Always happy to jump in. All right. And then let me just check. Something that's optional for you, it's already included in pricing, so there's nothing additional for it. But not everybody wants it. It's our Splash app. So it's coming to the tail end of beta testing right now. But it's an app that you download from the Play Store, installs on your existing cell phone. And the app itself has its own unique phone number that's local to you. And what most of our clients use it for is instead of a business line, they use the app's phone number. So if you want to send or receive a business call, you just go into the app. So what it does is it keeps your personal separate from business. And the other cool thing, is that something you're interested in?
Well, no, we bought separate phones. So we have two, or at this point, that would have been great to know, 2 months ago, but right now, we went ahead and bought new phones.
No problem. Well, and if you ever change your mind, just let us know. We can always add it on later. And especially as you get employees. Each of your employees can have their own number and the app itself. We don't charge anything additional for the lines. And that would keep their personal away from your business, so to speak, but on the same phone.
Right.
And then if you ever have to fire that employee, all you have to do is let us know. We cut their line off immediately, and that would cut off any access they would have had to your clients, too. So just something to remember. It's there as a resource if you need it.
Okay, cool.
All right. And then, Julie, is it easier for you for us to contact you by phone, text, or email?
Phone or email?
All right. And then what would you like to show for hours of operation?
Phone or text, not email. I meant phone or text, not email. Yeah, I suck at email.
You got it. I know. I do, too. Me, too. In fact, I'll go, it's been like 2 weeks since I looked at my email. I should probably go empty it. I don't even read them.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. I delete them.
Empty my personal ones.
I know. So my mom and I used to keep this running email. We'd change the subject line and start a fresh one every once in a while, but we'd just carry on a conversation back and forth. And I was going like a week without checking on mom's email, and she emailed daily. And this isn't working. So I moved her over to Facebook Messenger. Because that's otherwise, I don't look at the emails. I'm a bad daughter.
Right. Okay.
And what would you like to show for hours of operation, Julie?
Well, that's really hard because my husband's on call. So, you know, if there's an emergency or a serious problem, he can go anytime, but overtime rates will apply to after hours.
Sure.
So I don't know. He works. I think he said he was going to work. Let me go look at our website because right now it's not a big deal. It hasn't been, I mean, he just goes and does whatever comes in, but.
Sure. Eventually you'd like to have.
Hours,
mm-hmm.
Right. Office hours are 9 to 5 and service hours are 7 to 3.
So should we say. Let's say 9 to 5 through Friday.
Okay.
And
yeah,
then,
if
they call,
then he can schedule whenever.
Perfect.
We
and
can
actually,
schedule
I am
whenever.
And I'm actually going to list it just like that because they ought to be able to do that. You said 7 to 3 for service. And then should I also list 24/7 emergency?
Yes.
Okay. And then would you like payment integration on your website? So the ability to send someone to your website to make payment. So I know we do PayPal, Cash App, Zelle. I think there are about 8 different platforms that we suggest support. Is that something you'd want on your website? No charge for it.
Okay. So here's my problem that I'm having is that I have not been home long enough to go into the bank and get can't even remember what it's called. Let me see if I can find my emails again and find it.
oh no, the dreaded emails.
I know, right? So there's WEX. No, that's the wrong thing. I'm trying to remember what it's called. They do certain things at our bank, because our bank is the Bank of Arizona, Clover. It's Clover.
Clover, okay. So that's, I'm just going to put Clover. I'll put a yes in Clover. And then if for some reason we can't set that up, your tech will let you know. But otherwise, I've got you in there as a yes if it works. Perfect.
Okay.
All right, and then let's set up your security challenge question and answer. So because there are so many fake companies out there, we get you out to all of the directories too. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, up to about 60 directories.
Yes.
Yelp is a really good one for calling you and saying you need a subscription for your website to do blah, blah, and blah. So a couple of things I want you to know when you get those calls. We never call you asking for more money, and neither will Google.
Okay.
So if you get a call that sounds like that, it's most likely not us because it wouldn't be calling us asking for more money. If you get a call that you're even suspicious of, well, I should back up. You're free to accept or decline whatever offer you want as you see fit that works for your business, whether it's Yelp or something else. But just know your decision either way isn't going to affect our work or anything I've told you. So if they tell you you have to do this for your website, no, you don't have to do that for your website. So I had a client just a couple of weeks ago. He spent $200 with somebody. And then he called me and he says, Gail, why are you guys asking me for more money? And I says, Tony, I told you we don't call you asking for more money. Cancel it quick. It was not us. And I says, where's your challenge question? He says, oh, man, I forgot. So, and if it is us, you know, even if they say they're us, I would ask the question. If it's us, we're not going to be offended. So, yeah, the only ones that will be offended are the ones that are trying to take advantage. So we've got three options, mother's maiden, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What's your pleasure?
Let's do first pet.
And what's that first pet's name?
Fred.
Fred, I love it. Must have been a dog.
Actually, no, it was a big old cat that killed everything and was mean, but you know, whatever.
Oh,
everybody should have something.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is too funny. That is too funny. All right, that's perfect. I've got that in. I'm going to do one more scan here, make sure I got everything. And don't publish your address. Check that off. Uh-huh. We did miss something. I missed something. We need to list out all of your services. So HVAC, of course. And then we'll spell out heating. Ventilation.
Okay. Let me call my husband on the other phone and ask him. There's a whole bunch of terms that I don't think about that he will.
Oh, sure. And I'm going to browse on your website, too, and see if I can find some more.
Sure.
Installation,
yeah,
repair, air quality.
I'm setting up the Google search thing right now. And we need the list of all the keywords. So like mini split, ductless, HVAC, heating and cooling, service, repair, install.
Perfect.
Maintenance.
Maintenance.
What else?
Got it.
A planned service.
Oh.
Another one is, what was it that they asked about? Ice machine?
What was that last one? Ice machines. Oh, nice.
Ice machines and refrigeration.
And then how about boilers? Is that something you guys work on?
No.
No
boilers. Do you do boilers, Pat? No, no boilers.
All right. And I caught all of that. So I got HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, cooling. What was that?
Go ahead.
Air quality.
I told my husband to listen.
Air quality, repair, installation, furnace, mini split, ductless, maintenance, appliance service, ice machines, refrigeration. Anything else you can think of? Or did I miss any?
Did you get air conditioner?
Yes.
Okay. Can you think of anything she needs to add? Pat? Did you listen? He says they
good
to, okay.
Okay. And
okay.
If you think of, oh, go ahead.
He says he can work on instant hot water heaters also.
Oh, all right.
Is that everything?
Perfect.
Okay.
Awesome.
We can add to it later if we think of something, can't we?
Yes, absolutely. Even if you add services later on that you don't currently offer, let us know and we'll get it added into your programming, get it up on your website. And by the way, I was going to mention to you too, and I completely forgot, you'll be able to go in and edit your website too if you'd like. Build on the WordPress platform. It's a nice WYSIWYG editor. But if you ever need changes done and you just don't have time or don't want to fuss with it, just let us know. We can make those changes too.
Okay.
All right. Doing another skim through here. Make sure we're doing good.
Okay. I think that's what's happening. I'll go back.
Perfect. All right. So I'll go ahead and set up your subscription. You know, I should ask you too. There's another optional we could add, since you're using Facebook already, if you want to reach some areas outside of Ajo and you really drill in on them, target in on them, we could do $100 a month in Facebook ads. We'd write them, run them, manage them for you. You really don't have to do anything except take the inbound. What we do is every month, then we would purchase $100 in Facebook ad credits for you. And then we write the ads and we can target them for you by, oh, there's so many different criteria now. we can do by income range, age range, area, zip code, city. There might even be a target item for fur pets or fur babies. I don't know. Is that something you'd like to add on since you're using Facebook already?
I think we'll save that for a little bit down the road.
When we've got more than just my husband, we have people, more people. So, yeah. But yes, I want to know so I won't forget.
Yeah, perfect. It's definitely an easy add-on later on down the road. So just so you know, it's there. And there are other options, too, that Google has that are just amazing. If one of them is Google Guaranteed. I haven't looked to see if it's available there yet, but it's a lead generation program where the leads are exclusive to you. They're not shared out to competitors. So that's certainly an option for you, too, when you want to reach more areas or grow more.
Okay.
All right, so I'm setting that up. And then I'll fill this in on the billing. Some of it didn't carry over. Usually it carries from the other screen, but it didn't do it today. So on the credit card billing, you think it was the P.O. boxes on there?
Yeah, our bank statement goes to the P.O. box.
And that's 851, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Put that in there. It put for city name, it put Ajo and then Arizona and the zip code all in the same block. It was
all
cute.
In the same name. Oh, that
yeah. Cute. All right. And then is that going to be Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
The Visa.
All right, and I'm ready for those digits when you are, Julie.
4601.
Okay.
4940.
Okay.
0081.
Got it.
5514.
All right, and this, we're going to do it backwards. Expiration date, please.
10/26.
Okay, and the security code on the back?
073.
There we go. All right, get that updated. And you can go in anytime, too, and if you want to change credit accounts, you can do that anytime.
Okay.
All right, get that updated. All right, so you should have two more emails on the way. And the one we need is Local Splash Initial Invoice. And what I'll do, I have to read it to you anyway. It's a requirement of Google. So I'm going to walk you through the clicks and the typing on the email, and then I'll read to you. This is what you wanted, a story. Read your story today.
Right, the Local Splash Initial Invoice.
That's the one. About four sentences in is a click here link.
Yep.
And it should open a new page. Okay. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a little checkbox, and it'll ask you to type your name, capital letters in the right places, no punctuation.
Okay.
And then once you hit submit on that, it should take you to a login screen.
Let's see.
Did it work?
There it goes. Okay, username.
Perfect. So that's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard. And you can close it for now. When we do your onboarding call tomorrow, they'll send you that link again anyway. So you're good to go there. So now I get to read it to you. So the voice verification portion is required of us as Google Channel partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Arctic Breeze Cooling and Heating, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Julie Williamson, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, November 3rd, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning December 3rd, your true flat monthly rate is $199, to which there are never hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 3rd of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. You are all set, Julie. Congratulations. This is awesome. I am excited for you guys. So excited. So I will call you tomorrow for your onboarding call and get you introduced and settled in with your tech. And any last questions for me before I let you go for now?
No, I don't think so. I think that's it.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, I'll let you back to your day and enjoy your travels. My gosh, I envy you traveling all over, though you're probably tired of it.
Oh, no, I love it. I drive. I have the whole time to myself. I just turn the radio on and go. It's fabulous.
Oh, see, you're driving all these places.
Yes. Yes.
Good for you.
Arizona. I'm trying to think. We left Arizona, like the 13th of October. We went to Oregon. Our first grandchild was born, and so we went and got to meet him, and then my husband went home with my parents back to Arizona, and I headed for Wyoming. So I saw some Boise and saw family, and now I'm at my best friend's house. And then on the way home, I'm going to my other best friend's house. And
that's awesome.
Fabulous.
Wow. And good for you driving. I grew up in a family of pilots, so flying to me is no big deal.
Oh.
But I don't like commercial flying. And driving, you see so much more. You get to meet people. I don't know. It's just, I'm with you. I'd rather drive. I mean, and then like you said, turn the radio up and just go. Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy.
Exactly.
Enjoy it.
All right.
Stay safe.
All right. I'll talk. Okay. Yep. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Julie. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.